get out the car. I'm done arguing. I don't want to argue no more. I get out. I'm walking away. This from out the backseat of the car starts shooting me.
But see, that wasn't the entire story. Meg lied to the police about being shot by Tory Lanez. Then later, while the world was trying to put together exactly what happened that night, she did a major interview with Gayle King where she told the story of her being shot in the feet and denied hooking up with Tory Lanez completely.
Megan, did you have a sexual relationship with Tory Lanez? Yes, that's my question.
I didn't have a sexual relationship with Tory.
But that's a lie.
But allegedly in court, it came out that that was another lie when Meg Thee Stallion herself took the stand and admitted under oath that she and Tory were having sex.
Day two of the Tory Lanez trial is underway. It started with Meg Thee Stallion testifying. It started with questions about Tory Lanez. She testified that she knew him only for a short time leading up to this incident. They were friends. She was asked, were you intimate? She said yes.
That may not seem important, but number one, when she did the interview that she did, it wasn't just to tell her story, but to gain support. She was literally reaching out to fans and potential supporters and trying to get them to believe her story. Those are the people she was lying to. Her supporters, which I feel like should rub anybody the wrong way a little bit if you want me to believe you, especially when you're denying something that's so obvious. A quit talking to is like we stupid. But more importantly, number two, Tory's defense pointed to the fact that a fight between Meg and her best friend Kelsey had happened before the shooting outside the car, and that there was a woman's DNA on the gun, but not Tory Lanez, and there were no fingerprints of his found on that or the magazine either.
They established that there's no DNA tying Tory to the gun. They asked the expert, hey, if somebody shoots a gun five times, would you expect to find that person's DNA? The expert said, yeah, not found here. The highlight of my week, easily.
Another great point, you know, that was made by the defense was the fact that prosecutors use DNA to send people away every day, and they argue this every day with DNA evidence, but they now want to tell you that DNA does not matter.
Now, we're told that Meg never mentions the physical fight with her best friend Kelsey or Nicole shooting the gun, but she told us that there was a witness, right?
There's a witness.
This witness, Sean Kelly, basically said he saw a fight between two women outside the car and then saw a woman fire the gun first. Then later, a small man fired it.
When they had Sean Kelly on that stand and the defense was asking him questions, they objected. Every time you breathe and blink, they was objecting. They kept trying to leave off on him saying he saw Tory with a gun. Stop taking what y'all want to take from what that man said. What he said was Kelsey had that damn gun first, and that gun went off and Tory was still in the car. That's what the fuck he said.
This was the witness that was supposed to back the prosecution's story up and make the stallion's story up. The most dramatic case of the year has finally come to an even more dramatic close, as most people at this point who had been following the case didn't see how Tory Lanez could possibly be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Case closed, all zippered up like a big bag of shit.
Not to say that everybody following the case thought that he was innocent, but it just seemed like the prosecution's case that they had put together and just the way that they had handled everything was a bit of a mess, and in court, no one's story lined up, so how could you conclusively say anything? Especially when there's no physical evidence to point him to the crime, other than gunpowder residue, which was also found on Kelsey's hands. So how could they say he actually did it? But we were wrong. But all those people would be wrong, even though there was a lot of issues, like the bodyguard, Justin Edison, who was in the car and broke up the fight, missing the entire trial, and then popping up and surrendering on the last day of it. Or, like I said, Megan's story not being consistent throughout any part of this process. And let's not forget the other person in the car, Meg Thee Stallion's best friend, also testified in this case, and she was supposed to be backing up Meg, was the prosecutor's witness, but I got to understand, called Meg Thee Stallion a liar.
There are liars and cowards.
And then got some last minute crazy immunity deal from the prosecutors, and the only witness who was there that wasn't in the car, who was supposed to back up Meg's story, had a completely different telling of events than everybody. But again, regardless of what the testimonies were or what evidence they did or did not have, Tory Lanez has been found guilty of all charges brought by the state against him. And we are going to get into all of that, as well as what happens next, as he is having to face over 20 years for his crimes. And the internet is talking. But first, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most provocative and shocking stories and take them to church. So yes, rapper Tory Lanez was found guilty of assaulting another rapper, Megan Thee Stallion, on December 23rd. All of the charges against the Canadian artist have been upheld in a court of law. During his trial, Lanez was accused of three felonies: assault with a semi-automatic handgun, concealed firearm possession, and careless discharge. He was accused of shooting Megan Thee Stallion in both her feet and an altercation in a vehicle leaving a party at Kylie Jenner's house. We're being told that when he was given the verdict, Tory Lanez didn't flinch in court. He stood still like a statue and took it to the best of his ability. According to his defense, his lawyers tried to say that the shots were actually fired by Megan's friend Kelsey Nicole Harris in a jealous fight over Tory Lanez. Bailiffs escorted a handcuffed Lanez out of the courtroom after the decision was read, as reported by CNN station KCBS. The maximum term he may receive is 22 years in prison, and he may be deported back to Canada. So we will have to stay tuned to see how this all unfolds. Will he get deported? Will he actually get jail time? Will they do some type of time served? Will he do community service? Or will they just deport him and ban him from America? What exactly happens to Tory Lanez as the story evolves? And what's going to be also interesting is see how pop culture and hip hop react to this news, as I don't think many people had Megan Thee Stallion winning. And of course, there's all types of conspiracy theories being thrown around regarding Roc Nation and Jay-Z playing with the DA or being involved in this prosecution to some degree and being the reason why or how Tory Lanez ended up serving this time and losing a case that a lot of people said that he was winning. Now, of course, we don't play over there. We try to stick to the facts here at the Church of Joe Stone. What I will say is this, and I've been consistent: if Tory Lanez shot her and he is found guilty, then he deserves to go to jail, and I feel like we can all agree on that. And if he didn't, then this is a terrible miscarriage of justice. We weren't there, and it doesn't even seem like the people that were there understand exactly what happened. But nevertheless, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Thank you for watching. Hit that subscribe button, and I will see you in the next one.